This is a very interesting question, and it is one that you can see on both master and journeyman level exams. It's important to understand that whenever you are asked to determine the allowable ampacity for a flexible cord or cable, you will be referring to Article 400. In this case, we've been asked to determine the allowable ampacity for a number 10 gauge HSJO 6 conductor cord. Step number 1 is to refer to Table 400.5A1. There we'll be able to determine what the ampacity value would be for our number 10 gauge HSJO cord. The table indicates that its allowable ampacity is 35 amps. However, it's important to note that since 6 conductors make up this cord, we're not finished. We now need to refer to Table 400.5A3 so that we can adjust for the fact that more than 3 conductors make up this cord. Well, why is that important? Well, the greater number of current-carrying conductors that make up the cord, the greater the heat buildup. And wherever heat builds up, resistance builds. And wherever resistance builds, allowable ampacity diminishes. So, if we take the 35 amps that we got as the standard rating for this cord from the table and multiply it times the adjustment factor that Table 400.5A3 provides for 4 to 6 conductors, which would be 80%, we're going to be able to adjust the table ampacity to reflect what this cord can actually carry. 35 amps times 80% will give us an answer of 28 amps, which is the allowable ampacity for a number 10 gauge HSJO 6 conductor cord.